Current News. I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, in his opening statement, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth set forth his goals.
I pledge to be a faithful partner to this committee, taking input and respecting oversight. We share the same goals: a ready, lethal military, the health and well-being of our troops, and a strong and secure America.
The confirmation hearing underway, Chairman Roger Wicker said Hegseth will shake up the Pentagon. Strong winds over the next day will create dangerous conditions as several major wildfires continue to burn in the Los Angeles area. At least two dozen people have been reported missing in the two largest wildfires, and sheriff's deputies are searching for them. Conditions remain dangerous throughout the burned areas. Also at SRNNews.com, today is day number two of a nationwide campaign by citizens group Americans for Prosperity to prevent the 2017 Trump tax cuts from expiring at the end of the year. AFP Vice President Akash Shuguli says their campaign is multifaceted and designed to reach both taxpayers and members of Congress.
What we're doing is this nationwide campaign of more than 100 events across the country, door knocking and ads and events, in addition to working inside the Capitol, inside Washington's lawmakers and their staffers so that the priorities are aligned and that message is going in both directions in a way that no one else other than AFP can do because of our presence in the grassroots and in Washington.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 78 points, the NASDAQ losing 27. This is SRN News. The speaker's list for the March for Life being finalized.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be there, as will Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey. Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton is also scheduled to speak, along with Lila Rose, the founder of the prominent pro-life group Live Action. It's also possible that President Trump might address the gathering, something he has done in the past. The annual March for Life will take place here in Washington, D.C. on Friday, January 24th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Houses of worship are being added to the toll from the Los Angeles wildfires. Among the thousands of buildings destroyed so far are a half dozen Protestant churches, a Catholic parish, a mosque, and a synagogue. Many members of those congregations are also among the thousands of Angelenos who have lost their homes. As the threat of new fires persists, clergy are being left with huge challenges of offering comfort and pondering paths toward rebuilding and recovery. This is SRN News. A judge has ordered the closure of an Aurora, Colorado apartment complex where armed members of a Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, were caught on video entering a unit last summer, footage that drew the attention of President-elect Trump during the presidential campaign. Four of the six men in the August video have since been arrested, according to Aurora police. Hanging out at Starbucks, now going to cost you.
If you want to hang out or use the restroom at Starbucks, you're going to have to buy something. Starbucks on Monday said it was reversing a long-standing policy that invited everyone into its stores. A new code of conduct to be posted in all company-owned North American stores also bans discrimination or harassment, consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. The company says the new rules are designed to help prioritize paying customers. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.